In the name of the Father, and the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. On the 4th of July, we are encouraged to reflect on our freedom, on our independence. And as Orthodox Christians, we ought often to reflect on exactly that. Our freedom from sin, our independence from being ruled by our passions and our desires, our freedom to be able to live a life at one with God that reveals the persons that He created us to be. That's freedom, to be able to live a free life. When we think of what a free person is like, we might find an example in St. George. And everyone knows the story of St. George and the dragon. What you may not know is that St. George was a member of the personal guard of the emperor Diocletian. That was the emperor who commanded the last great persecution of Christians in 303. A persecution systematic throughout the empire. Hadn't been done on that scale before. And as a member of the personal guard of the emperor, George was expected to participate in that persecution. Of course, what the emperor didn't know is that George was a Christian. And he refused. And he criticized the order of the emperor himself. And for that, he was put to death. Now I say this was a free man. A man in bondage to his own passions and desires and to the fear of death would not have done as St. George did. There is that dragon, those dragons that live in our heart and make their lair in our heart. When we baptize someone, we have a prayer to dispel any of those evil things that lie and make their lair in our heart. And what we're talking about is the fear of death, a bondage to missing the mark out of a love of the things of this world, and fear of death greater than our need to be free and to be ourselves by being at one with God. Because that's the only way that we can have freedom. And so we say that prayer. In the legend of St. George, the story goes that the spring that was the single source of water for the town was guarded by a dragon, a serpent that kept the townspeople from coming to get the water that they needed for life from that everlasting spring. And we can't help but remember Jesus' call before Pentecost. All those who thirst, come to me, and I will give you water that never ends, the water of the living Holy Spirit of God that will be a spring in your heart and pour forth so that you can live the life that God has given you to live. Now, those dragons in our heart, what are they? They are the fear that inspires us to place more confidence in effort to get the things of the world, to make ourselves feel important and secure, to make ourselves feel less vulnerable. Those are the dragons that lie in our heart, and they must be destroyed. We have freedom. It is, as we are told in any 4th of July speech, our birthright. Our birthright is freedom. St. Paul says that we have freedom from sin, freedom from missing the mark. That is our birthright by baptism in water and the Spirit. But if our hearts are bound up by these dragons of the fear of death that are constantly encouraging us to place our faith in our own strength and our ability to get the things of the world, then we are not free. We remain bound to sin. And so, when we think of saints like Saint Sergius of Radonezh, whom we commemorate today, or Saint Athanasius of Athens, who founded a house of monastic life on the Holy Mountain, we are thinking of free human beings, free men, like Saint George, who make a life of putting to death those serpents that bind us within ourselves. It enables us to have the self-determination to choose our own path in life, to choose to be ourselves at one with God. It's only through God's own liberation of us from the power of sin and the fear of death that we are able to live those free lives. But there is a difference between self-determination, which we have, whether we choose rightly or whether we choose the path of death, whether we choose the life of freedom from sin, or whether we choose wrongly, thinking that freedom is freedom from righteousness. If righteousness and doing the good and decent and right thing is for us something imposed on our will, and our misunderstanding of freedom is to break free from righteousness, then again we lose our freedom and we are bound to sin and suffering and death. As St. Paul says, we are free from righteousness. And the fruit of that freedom from righteousness will come to us: fear, anger, bitterness, and death within ourselves, and a meaningless life. Those are the fruits of freedom from righteousness. There is a difference between self-determination, the fact that we choose one way, one path, or the other, the path of life or the path of death. There is a difference between self-determination and autonomy. Autonomy. What does this word mean? It's important to know the meaning of this term. Autonomos. Nomos is the Greek for any custom or law that is created by human beings. Nomos. Customs, laws created by ourselves. Auto. Self is the simplest translation of the word auto. Self. Movement that comes from within ourselves. And if we believe that we are autonomous, what we believe is that from within ourselves we guide ourselves on the basis of rules and laws that we have created. I create. I am the source of my own values, of my own rules, of my own laws. It comes from within me, and that is the nature of my freedom. And you can see, it is a definition of bondage to sin, to understand freedom in that kind of way. We are not autonomous beings. From within us comes a calling to unite ourselves to the source of life, of freedom, of joy, and it means turning away from sin and suffering and death, being free not of righteousness, but to be free of determination by a love of things that are less than human, far less than divine. The things that we choose instead of freedom and divine life are less than human. And so as we reflect today on our independence, on our freedom, let us reflect on whether or not our freedom is a freedom from righteousness or a freedom from sin. a freedom at one with God's freedom, His divinity. We are created in His image and likeness to be free and filled with the fruits of following the law of Christ. We say the law of Christ because He is what we are meant to be, fulfilled. And so the law is be yourself. Be what you are created to be. Be yourself by being at one with the one who is the way and the path of your being able to be yourself. That is the law of life. That is the law of freedom. To be free in that way is our birthright. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.